Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. If you'd like to call about NXT, if you'd like to call about Lucha Underground, it's open lines here today. Toll free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Unscreened open lines. Nobody's going to say, hey, what do you want to talk about? And you say, I want to tell Brian he's an idiot for hating Lucha Underground last night. No one will ask you that. You just call in and you're on the air. And if you'd like to discuss it, I would be happy to. Very controversial show on Wednesday. I know a lot of people liked it. I know a lot of people didn't like it. I know there are varying opinions. So if you'd like to debate this topic, I would love to hear from you today on the show. You can send your text messages at 425-780-7566. We've got a Ring of Honor pay-per-view coming up tonight. It is ROH Final Battle. Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly for the ROH World title is the main event of the show. Marty Scurll will be facing Dragon Lee, Will Ospreay, and Bobby Fish in a Four Corners match for the television title. The Young Bucks versus the Briscoes for the ROH World Tag Team titles. Jay Lethal and Cody. It's Cody Rhodes, but I don't think he can go as Cody Rhodes. So he's Cody with Brandi Rhodes. I think that's how they'll do it. One way or the other, we can talk about that here today. We've got the WWE TLC pay-per-view coming up on Sunday. Plenty of stuff to talk about. Dr. Lucha joining us in the final segment of the show. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We should be joined by Mike Sempervivi. I don't know where he is right now. So, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan, what's going on?
I have a question that I wanted to ask you for 6 months now. Whatever happened to all your Sunny Side Up DVDs? Did you give them to Brett Kremen, your buddies, or what's up with that?
I never had any Sunny Side Up DVDs. They were offered to us by the company, and they were drop-shipped. They never entered this home. 6 months, Ryan, it took you to come up with that question, for crying out loud. Do you want one?
No, that's okay. I was just wondering, because I didn't let the ship, because Steve Corino even called in the show and tried to win one.
I don't know if that's exactly what happened there, but listen, Ryan, thank you very much for the call, for crying out loud. Where have you been, Mike? What's going on?
Well, I wanted you to take that one all on your own. You notice how he didn't say he wanted one, but he also didn't indicate that he didn't want one.
He's already got one, I'm sure. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up? I'm on a mission.
Hey, Brian, it's Carter from Texas.
Yes, Carter.
I wanted to get my thoughts on Lucha Underground, but first I wanted to talk about Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's do Kevin Owens first.
Really?
Okay, I want to preface this by saying that, like, Kevin Owens is probably my favorite wrestler in WWE, and I was so excited when he won the belt, finally. But, like, I've been so disappointed in his reign, because, like, he's had great chemistry with Chris Jericho, and, like, they have, like, a great back and forth all the time, but, I like Kevin Owens because he's good on the mic, but I also like him because he beats people up. And during his time as a champion, like, he just always looks weak because Chris Jericho always has to make the save.
Well, a couple of things here. First off, Kevin Owens was never supposed to be the champion. The whole situation with Finn Balor went down, and they had to come up with something on the fly, and they came up with a four-way, and they decided to put the title on him. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing. And the second thing is, this is just what they do unless you're Triple H. If you're Triple H and you're a heel, you're going to beat everybody with the pedigree. You're going to stand tall. But if you're any other heel, you're probably going to cheat. You're going to need help. I mean, when Seth Rollins was champion, he lost 19 straight times, if I recall correctly. I mean, this is just what they do. New Day, well, I guess they're baby faces, even though they've been winning in a heelish manner. It's just what they do with their guys. I mean, it's not anything. I mean, honestly, Kevin Owens, given the way that this company has been run since 1963, like, Kevin Owens is doing great. We should all be happy that he's doing as well as he's doing. Lucha Underground.
All right. Okay, my thoughts on this week's Lucha Underground episode. I want to say that usually the man-on-woman violence doesn't bother me, but I definitely see why it would, like, discomfort, I mean, most people. But I did not enjoy this week's episode at all. Like, I agree with you and Vinny on last night's show. A, first of all, like, most of the matches were really boring. And B, like I said, the man-on-woman violence stuff usually doesn't bother me, but it definitely makes me uncomfortable hearing, like, an audience of people cheering Pentagon as he's breaking the arm of a woman who is, like, less than half of his size.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I think the audience in the temple all got on me last night for this, but that's their opinion.
Yeah.
Well, listen, yeah, I want to thank. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying, usually it doesn't bother me, and depending on how it's presented, but I just did not really enjoy this week's episode.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. The lines are open, everybody. It's open lines. There are no screened calls. So I'm waiting to hear from some people who, what I would like is for you to call the show here today, and I want you to tell me what I was told by various people last night, that I was a terrible person for not liking it, that I was an idiot, that I was a complete numbskull, and that I was wrong for having this opinion. I want people to call and explain to me how, because some other people liked it, like the people in the temple, or because Dave liked it, I need to like it or I am wrong and a bad person. Because in my opinion, I could not possibly care less if Dave liked it or Dr. Lucha or you. I don't need somebody else to validate my opinion. It's my opinion, and if you like it or if you don't like it, that's great. But I have not called. I didn't go on the show last night, and I did not say, if you cheered this, you're a bad human being. If you cheered this, you're a terrible person. I didn't say any of that. I said, I found the show very uncomfortable. I thought that the idea that a person would be channel surfing and not only see a 200-pound man beating the hell out of a 100-pound woman, but doing it before a live studio audience that was chanting about how awesome it was. I said I didn't like that, and I thought it sucked. I didn't say, hey, all those people in the audience, they're horrible people. They're probably wife beaters. I never said anything remotely resembling that.
Yeah.
But the response that I got, because I didn't like it, I am a bad person. And I would like you to call this show and talk to me about that. I'm waiting for your call.
Yeah, you know, you wouldn't be the only one, too, because I got a tweet from somebody very upset at both you and I. Equating intergender wrestling to domestic violence, which I know I never did.
I never said domestic violence.
Well,
I said
hold on,
women.
I know, and that's
what
I said.
They don't have to be married.
That's what I said. It doesn't matter if it's in a house or not. All I said was, I never said that. I never equated it to that. All I've ever said about intergender wrestling, especially on Lucha Underground, is I don't like it. I especially don't like how they portray it. You know, I've been all for if you want to change, you know, and turn it into a Marvel or a DC type of show that uses wrestling as the backdrop and you want to film it differently, do some different things and have intergender and do things that way. Okay, I guess I'd be more open to that, but in how it's presented on a wrestling show, I just don't like it and I think it usually sucks. Now, everybody wants to extrapolate from that. And it's not doing, it's really hard for me when people try to push that so much and they try to put words in your mouth, which has been a good week for that. It's really hard for me to respect your position. And again, I'm not going to get upset about it or anything like that, but it's, I don't see why, if you're that firm in your views, that people like us who just go, we don't like it, we think it sucks, are all of a sudden attacking you or you feel as though you need to attack us. It's just really corny.
I find
it's
it funny
really pathetic.
That I'm sure the same people who make fun of TNA Mecca are sitting here telling me that it didn't really do 80,000, it did 130,000. So I'm wrong. Like,
everything is
in
fine.
What universe is that all that much better? And listen, the whole thing of Brian, well, you've got to add together all of the first run and the replays to get the total number of viewers up into the mid-100,000s. Yeah. Listen,
they don't
I remember...
Umemas anymore. Those things don't count.
I remember when the TNA fans did the same thing. Well, you've got to add up the replay numbers as well. You can't just do the first run. You've got to do the first run and the replay. All right, well, fine. So you add together the first run and the replay, and eventually the replay disappears. Now, if different people were watching the first run and the replay, and you got rid of the replay, then the first run should have gone way up because all the people that used to watch the replay were going to have to watch the first run now. Instead, there was no change in the first run number. So if you want to say, well, you know, Lucha Underground does 100,000 for the first run, 120 for the first run, and then another 50 for the replay, knock yourself out. The number's 120. That's just the way it is. You don't see me going, oh, Raw is down 24% year to year, but I'm going to defend Raw by saying if we added all of the viewers on on whatever that other station is. What's the Universal HD? Let's add in everybody on Universal HD. Let's add in everybody. I don't add in anything else. It's the live number. That's it. I do the same thing with TNA. I do the same thing with every other wrestling show. Lucha Underground is no different. I'm not going to sit here and add all of the numbers together to come up with some magic number. There really is not that much higher than the original number.
When it comes to this sort of stuff, it's funny. You know, you have conversations with people who are in Lucha Underground, yet some of the small portion of their very small fan base are the ones who are the most weird about the most things. And I guess people love to take things to extremes, but my gosh, it's really unbecoming.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very quickly, then I want to get back to the phones before Dr. Luch comes on. This person texted to say, Snuka, deemed incompetent to stand trial, has terminal cancer and months to live. That is the update. He was FaceTiming his way into court today for the latest in his trial. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Brian, you're a horrible person. You're wrong.
How dare you? Yes, Dave.
But it's not for the reasons that you think. I don't watch that Lucha Underground crap.
Wow.
It's the fact of the matter that I still have not received my Sunny Side Up DVD.
Oh, dude, don't yell at me, dude.
I worked hard, and I had that great prediction for that contest, and I still have not seen the glorious nature of whatever the hell that I've already seen because I stole it off the internet.
Are you positive that you haven't seen it, yet it has been blocked out of your mind for traumatic reasons?
You know what? I don't want to. I don't really want it, but I want it to say I have it.
I see. Well, Dave, send me an email, brian@wrestlingobserver.com, and I'll try to get it to you again.
Or he'll send you one out of his private collection.
I'll go through my sources. That was the most excitement I've ever heard out of Dave right there. Thank you very much for the call, Dave. I got to get going. No, I got to hear more responses here. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Ed in San Antonio.
I thought you were never calling the show again.
Wasn't, Brian, but since I have permission to call you an idiot today and not get in trouble, I decided to call in. And I'm going to tell you why you're an idiot.
All right.
Last night on the show, you were putting over how awesome Shirai
and Hojo screwed up
were,
the two names. It doesn't matter.
Idea who Hojo is, Brian. It's insulting, and it's why this site needs a actual women's wrestling reporter.
Ed, how in the world did you get a job delivering papers? If this is how you went in for your interview.
There's a lot of people I wonder how.
Did you go in and say, you know, every time I go out to get the paper, it's in shambles, and you idiots need someone who really knows how to deliver papers. Is that how you got your job, Ed?
No, but I don't have a problem calling my managers the UPS idiots and morons. So
that's because you're union and they can't fire you.
Anyway, what else is up?
Yeah. Also, I don't really get to watch Impact because I don't get pop, but I did watch last night's show, and I really would like to get people to watch it. And they can see an incredible dive off the cage by Jade and an incredible catch by Rosemary. Really awesome match, and everyone should check it out.
Did you watch Lucha Underground, Ed?
I have not seen the whole thing. I just saw the one.
My point is, if you were impressed with that dive off the cage, then you should watch Lucha Underground to see. As much as I thought the show sucked, there were good things on the show, like the backstage segments, and also the single greatest dive ever in the history of Lucha Underground on the show. So glad you
went
to watch
it. But it wasn't as good as Jade's. So.
No, it was better. I promise. I bet you be careful. All right, thanks Ed very much for the call.
I did see the GIF file of Jade and Lockdown on. And that was again. I don't know what's more impressive when you're coming down like that at that speed. I think sometimes it's the person that's catching and on the being on the receiving end of those types of things, whether it's off a cage or from somebody going outside the ring, that really they get forgotten about. And it only usually you only hear about them when somebody gets hurt and things go bad, like what happened to Cody Hall. But that was very impressive.
Listen, I'm not denigrating Jade one bit. It's amazing what people hear and don't hear on this show. All I'm saying is that I'm positive the dive on Lucha Underground was better.
Except you're not sure if it was, but it doesn't really matter.
I'm positive. Jack Evans, it's impossible. She went off the top of Dario's office, not even to the ring, which Angelico did. She went even further down to the floor.
I was going to say, are you comparing these, putting all of these dives together now of all the Lucha Underground dives? This is the diviest dive that's ever dived?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swear
to
God.
The history of the world.
I don't know about the history of the world, but it's
cliff
way up
divers
there.
Off the, like Jimmy Snuka in his youth, off the coast of the Fiji Islands, jumping off of mountains. This was more impressive than that?
I said in this. Get to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. It's John from Arkansas. I'm
yes,
going
John.
To opine upon the wonderful topic of Lucha Underground. I actually watched the show. I'm sorry, I can't get into the whole thing of women and intergender thing. I understand it when it's like on a small independent show and you run out of female bodies and you've got a girl who needs to get some work, so you put her in there with some guys to do something where she has a male partner or something like that, but she's working safe. But I think it's kind of an insult to all the girls that it doesn't really let them showcase themselves.
That's what I said.
The division. I think it's a waste. And anybody that can get into that, I don't understand why you can get into that. I just really don't.
Well, everybody's got their thing. That's fine.
Well, let me read one thing here. John, I want to thank you very much for the call. I got to get into all of this here. This is a person who says, "I am a huge Stardom fan. I have seen these girls in some absolutely brutal matches. Brutal! With the likes of Satomura, Yoshiko, Kimura. Something about the Threedom being brought in and Pentagon killing them the way he did rubs me the wrong way. It's like because Joshi are tougher and used to the physical abuse, Lucha Underground can bring them in for a one-off and just kick the hell out of them. The man-on-woman violence was far worse than anything I've seen in Lucha Underground, and the Lucha Underground believers' behavior towards it was hard to watch and downright disturbing. How anyone can cheer a giant, muscular dude beating up three tiny girls is beyond me. I think your distaste for the match is completely warranted." Listen, I'm not just reading these. I'm not only reading the ones that agree with me. I'm giving everybody the opportunity to call in on unscreened open lines. Like, you're willing to go on the board and complain about it, so call me. And don't even tell me you don't listen to the show, because that's what you do in the same thread. Oh, I don't listen to the show, but let me tell you what I think about the show you did last night.
Really?
Give me a break.
Hey, and you know what, too? It's like cruiserweights yesterday. I mean, there are just some of us. It's as simple as this. There's no social bitching or anything like that. It's real simple. I like Stardom. I like Shimmer. I like WWE. I like TNA when they've... I like women's matches. Can't they just be... And by the way, just because the women of Stardom have done probably more stupid wrestling moves than anybody else doesn't mean that that should be a free pass, I guess, in my mind, that, well, they can wrestle men because look what they do to themselves. That's not really smart either. You know, pile drivers off the ring apron are stupid, whether you're a man or a woman, period.
This person says, "You're not an idiot, Brian, but Semper Fi is." I think I know who that might be. This person here says,
I love it. So what, like, what's the gimmick there? What's the tool there? Does he really just want to kiss up to you? Is it just like a
No, he's very, very mad at you for denigrating the board.
Mad, so he's an animal? And is he upset with me like a human being, like
10,000 posts. He's very upset about that.
Oh, is this?
It's Crash.
Okay.
He's very, very mad. I'll plug Crash.
He's a weird dude.
Wow.
He needs help.
You're not doing things
right.
You're not doing us any favors here. This person says, "The intergender matches Lucha Underground puts on are uncomfortable. The chants make it worse as well." Person here says, "I was wondering if you think that the man-woman violence depicted in Lucha Underground could end up being detrimental to talents hoping to eventually get to WWE. Here's what I know. Here's what I know about this. I don't think it was Lucha Underground, but I know that there was a match, and it was a man-on-woman match, and the woman took a real beating, and I think she may have even gotten juice. And I remember the very next day, I was told, can you get the word out that if you do this, you will not be signed by WWE? They're not going to sign you. But the reality of the situation is, if Vince comes up with an idea for something, and you fit the mold, you're going to be signed.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how many times in my life I've heard, they're never going to sign this guy. They're never going to sign that guy. I heard about Roderick Strong. They will never sign Roderick Strong, ever. I don't know what the reasons were, but that's what I was told. Next thing you know, Roderick Strong is signed. So, there's no such thing as never. For crying out loud, Goldberg's the biggest star in WWE right now.
You know, an example of that would be, and look, because people will point to Steve Corino and, you know, his forehead and all this stuff. It's like amazing. He's going to get a job if he hasn't already relatively soon with them. But Candice LeRae, I could see somebody going, well, you know, WWE with how they look at things, Lufisto or somebody else who's gotten juice. No, not them. But I guarantee you there are other people, like you said, that would fit a role that has done something that would get them in. Dean Ambrose was a guy, as John Moxley, you know, what he does in CZW, he'll never make it anywhere. Well, you see where he's at. So, again, just like Brian said, if they want you bad enough for a reason, they'll come up with a reason to excuse something else. I mean, it's how it works.
Person says, "I haven't watched Lucha Underground, but I always thought it was hard to watch the man-on-woman violence in ECW, and that was 19 years ago. Well, we're more progressive now, is the argument.
Ah, okay.
So it's totally okay to see this.
Well, it was like HL. I don't know. I don't hey, whatever works for you, I guess. I guess, and you know what? To be fair, too, there are people that will give a pass to WWE. They may, like, maybe pick or choose something that a lot of people blew up about, like HLA or like Bark Like a Dog Trish with the Vince thing. But, you know, the Dudleys and the tables and everything else. You know, when you look back at that era, there was a lot of great things that happened. There were a lot of great things that culminated and exploded. But there were a lot of just nasty things, too, that really did damage to the reputation of wrestling fans. I'm not saying this stuff with Lucha Underground is, but I can say that there are some people in some circles who certainly still look at it that way, and they happen to be in TV.
This person says, the worst part of the Lucha Underground show was the three Stardom girls undercarding for Black Lotus. That did happen.
That's true.
All right, everybody. Back in a moment with Dr. Lucha, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, or Radio Network.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, everybody. We're back on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. The doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, is here on the air today. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. No woman has come along and broken my arm yet this week.
Oh, man. Lucky you. Lucky me. Lucky all of us.
Lucky all of us. No woman has dived off a 15-story or 15-foot-high enclosure on top of me yet this week, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Steve, let me ask you a serious question. I hated that aspect of Lucha Underground on Wednesday night. I'm so over man-on-woman violence and men breaking women's arms and all of this preposterous stuff I've seen on this show. You know what? To be honest, I've ranted in a rave for 40 minutes, but it was like three guys that got really mad at me about this. And that's about it. None of whom bothered to call in today, and I gave 40 minutes of open lines for them to call.
Cowards.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that, but Mike did. I mean, is this really, am I really in the minority here? Really?
No, they're just really loud.
No, I need
sorry,
to know this,
Steve,
because the claim is that this is widely regarded as the greatest episode of Lucha Underground this whole season. And I'm like, listen, I like this show, and I've seen a lot of good shows this season, and I find it hard to believe that the majority of the audience found Wednesday's show to be the best show of the whole season.
Well, it's not my cup of tea, so I didn't find it the best show. I think as the Aztec Warfare shows every year.
I thought that was a really good show.
We can talk about Sexy Star winning and not winning, but just generally, just that's the sort of thing that I think is the best stuff that Lucha Underground has done. Not counting, you know, when you get into the wrestling side of it, not counting the storyline parts and stuff like that. The part about just the level of violence needed, I have found the people who respond to me has kind of broken down by age group. That those people who kind of grew up before. Really, what's the best way to put it? Maybe video games. People that you know are my age, or close to my age or older, thought this was way beyond over the top and was just you know almost stomach churning in a way. But the younger people under 25 didn't see anything, nothing. It didn't even strike them what I was talking about for my objections.
Give us an example.
Well, I was going to let Mike have an example. I was going to let Mike has had so much fun on Twitter with this issue this week, but it's the sort of thing when you have gone through and you have played a video game where you have killed and been killed millions and millions of times in your life, not times, hundreds and hundreds of times in your life and stuff like that, you really become easily able to separate it out as just this is an entertainment show.
Yeah,
this
but
is just part of their particular script and their particular universe that they live in, and they don't mean it to be a commentary, a social commentary on actual actions that are going on in society here. It's just as each generation says. You know, you get society gets a little coarser, and its entertainment gets a little coarser and coarser as people try to establish their their level of entertainment. It's a growing trend over the past 100 years, and the next generation will like coarser entertainment than this one, and so on and so on. It's, I guess the best way to put it is that it's an acquired taste. And if you've already acquired the taste of separating out your entertainment that contains graphic violence, this is not that extreme, really. It's not even that big a deal. But if, like me, you grew up in a much tamer area and you just learned your entertainment with different rules and universes to live in, this seems very extreme.
It may, but it's also a wrestling show that you would expect wrestling fans to at least get into, and there seems to be a big disconnect, like you noted, where there is a younger generation that is more kind of used to this and open to this and maybe look at wrestling in a different way. And that's fine, I guess, to a point, but they also seem to be the most outraged that there are people like me who come from wrestling backgrounds who all of a sudden we're just old because we don't like this stuff, even though we may have, you know, whatever the concerns are, they're all dismissed because, well, you're old and you don't like it. When we point to numbers and interest in the product, saying that there may be an issue here. There are TV people that think that this is an issue, and then they continue to say, well, no, you guys just don't get it. It's like, well, wait a second. There's a lot of like about Lucha Underground, and with that type of stubborn attitude towards it, that, you know, this is how we're going to go out, and this is the way it goes, and, you know, if you're not looking at this the same way you would look at a Robert Rodriguez movie, then you're wrong. It's like, I don't know. I just, this whole thing is almost laughable.
Imagine
because
that, yeah, America in 2016 talking past each other.
I know, isn't it amazing? It's an amazing thing, but I don't know. I there's so much about Lucha Underground I like, especially how it's filmed, some of the mindsets behind it, and even some of the interaction between the men and the women. I just, if you're going to continue to go that direction, again, I use wrestling less as the muse. Doesn't mean you can't do less wacky spots and things like that. You incorporate them into different style of fight scenes. Again, this is a disconnect that, as a wrestling fan, it's real easy for me to judge. Again, I may be coming from a different era or whatever, fine. But as a wrestling fan, wrestling fans continue to have problems with this, and I don't think it's just age.
It's not age. Listen, I am a wrestling fan, and I enjoy every single thing about Lucha Underground, except this damn man-on-woman violence. I've watched it from day one, with, I think, one exception. I've watched every single solitary show, start to finish. There's so much that I like. I like the wrestling. There's very little that I complain about, with the exception of Sexy Star winning the title, which really wasn't even a man-woman thing. It was that she sucked. And when the dudes absolutely beat the living hell out of the women, which I see way too often on this show. Wrestling is already a niche product. And what Lucha Underground is it's a niche product on a small network. And when you do this man-on-women violence where I have to have people tell me, you don't get it, Brian. All right, you're right. I don't get it. And you know what? A lot of other people don't get it either. Why you have to... The idea that you are targeting a niche of a niche on a tiny network, I don't get it. You're right. I don't get it.
You know what the best part is? All this talk that we just spent on it, it's going to do nothing for their numbers, doesn't mean anything long-term for them, doesn't get them any more sponsors or any more interest or any more anything. And so I don't know if you want to move on to the Hall of Fame or to any other thing that may or may not be happening in Mexico.
Only other interesting comment I got about this that hasn't been covered over the last couple of days is that, you know, a couple of people have said to me, this would have been very interesting if this had come out of the blue in their first season before they had started, before they'd had, you know, 2.5 years of already going through intergender stuff. So there would have been so much talk on it, it might have actually grown their viewership for people to tune in to find out what it does. But that by now, people had already made up their minds about how they felt about this, and those who had left, and those who don't care, and this wasn't anything really beyond the tail for the ones that were left.
All right, give us your thoughts on the Hall of Fame and the Luchadors who did not go in.
Well, it was very close. I mean, we had three Luchadors that did not get in, but were, you know, relatively close within the, you know, the structures of voting by categories and by countries and stuff like that. Cien Caras, who would not be, you know, was not even on my ballot. I would think if he got in, I would more be willing to vote him in as part of a trio rather than as a single. But he was there. Viano 3, who I think is deserving. It's just, where do you draw the line? He's kind of like the Mexico version of Dave's favorite Hall of Fame comment about Dick Murdoch being like the breaking line. The point at which if you're better than that, you're in, and if you're worse than that, you're not in. That's kind of like the Viano 3 part for me. He's got all the categories, but he's never quite been the main event star anywhere he's gone. He's been a main event star, but not somebody that's the top of the top of the cream of the crop. And then down below that is Blue Panther, who I always thought you could make the best of these three. The best case for. He has been, to the average fan in Mexico, the biggest star of these three by far, and has had the longest career. And, well, Piano 3 may have had a slightly longer career, but he's had a very long career that's almost 40 years and has been relevant and has kept up with the time and is still going at the rate that the other two aren't. I would think of the three that are left, he's the one that eventually, even if it's through the historians area, makes it in. And, of course, I was very sad personally that L.A. Park has no path that I can see towards making it. If he hasn't got any better support than he has now, I don't see there's – even losing his match to Rush – or Dr. Wagner Jr., which will probably happen sometime in the next 5 years. I just don't see that being enough to put him over the top.
I think that if he loses his mask and it's a mega match and does a mega gate and is a big-time story, I think that he can go in. Now, my question, I want to just move back to Dr.
That would definitely be the last. That would be the last straw. If he's not in after that,
then he's going to have trouble. Now, Dr. Wagner, I was talking about this with Dave, and Dave felt that when he sees Dr. Wagner in Lucha Underground, he thinks it hurts his candidacy. Now, my thought is, first off, not enough people are watching Lucha Underground for it to hurt his candidacy. And second off, I don't see it as hurting his candidacy. I'm just baffled that a guy who I feel is a Hall of Famer is doing this in Lucha Underground with a mini.
It's not like it's working hustle. That's different.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, it's not like it's working hustle. That's different, where it was all played up for laughs. This is a little bit different, although, again, I don't think
played
the indictment
up for laughs.
The indictment is not against Wagner. To me, it's against whoever's booking it. I think Dave's pushing that one a little much, but I don't know. What do you think, Steve?
It was interesting. Wasn't he – I don't have the issue in front of me, but wasn't it he first amongst active wrestlers?
I believe he was, yes.
First in his country? I mean, he was first in one of the categories. Somebody thought he – subset thought he was first. And I know from talking to other wrestlers in Mexico that if you could poll everybody in Mexico with just the names that didn't make it, they were on the issue this week, they would put Wagner first. They think he is technically the most proficient guy of his generation. I don't know that the Lucha Underground is hurting him that much. It's really helping people that are spectacular. And if you're not looking spectacular, then I think it's just you're just serving a role as a run-of-the-mill guy. It pays him a lot more money than you would think, though, so I suspect that's why he's doing it.
Number one in active wrestlers.
I know from talking to other people about that how well-respected he is technically. They think he is literally not the ideal standard because he has such an ego and such a personality. And in Mexico, they're very cooperative. Locker room, but within the ring, he is the one that people would tell young wrestlers to just go sit, pull up a chair at ringside and watch this guy.
Hey, Steve, real quick, just because he went. Oh, I'm sorry.
He won't make any mistakes in the ring.
Real quick, just because we're it was his first year on the ballot, and I remember seeing the creation of the Mystico character in 2004. It was the first time I actually had a chance to watch Lucha on a real regular basis with multiple channels, and he was, if you would have asked me then, yeah, he was a Hall of Famer in those next couple of years. We know what's happened. Is there any way, I know he's got a long way to go in his career, maybe possibly, can you ever see a time where Mystico is going to get somewhere close to barking distance, even where the missionaries or Legardi are now?
It could be the Atlantis thing where he just has such a career at such a high level and in his 40s or 50s continues to have main event matches and relevant matches and eventually drops his mask in a big match. I could see it. It's hard to go that far in the future, but I don't think he has done enough with his current resume that I suspect what he got this year is he's going to go down from for the next 4 or 5 years.
All right, stand by, everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi and the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims. Let's get some plugs in for people who want to know more about Lucha.
Figure Four Weekly, definitely. Don't be risk throwing off a cliff and having to land on top of a male wrestler in the Lucha Underground ring. Subscribe to the Figure Four Weekly for this coming issue and for next week. We have still one last stab of 2016 left for AAA and CMLL, the TV taping for AAA, and maybe a minor version of a year-end show for CMLL that we'll go over. And we'll probably talk a little bit about that next week on the radio show, too.
You can also check out CMLLblog.com, which I still always call CMLLblog.com, even though it's also Lucha Blog.
Lucha Blog.
So it happens. That's why you can't do 205 Live. Now you're stuck with it. CMLLblog.com. Figure Four Weekly. Check that out, Dr. Lucha. We'll try and do some more full-length Figure Four dailies in the future as well. I do have a Figure Four daily coming up today with Colt Cabana, talking about Wrestling Road Diaries 3, which is an awesome DVD and digital download if you have not had a chance to see that. Colt is also wrestling at the Ring of Honor pay-per-view tonight. Final Battle, so check that out on pay-per-view. We'll be reviewing that this weekend. And Steve, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Mike, as always, all of the callers and listeners, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And that's it. We're out of here. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike. Callers, listeners.